This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett, actor, director, screenwriter, Edward Burns. Welcome. What's the latest in your busy career?
The two big things is this new book that I've written, and the second thing is in the editing room on a new television show where I wrote and directed all 10 episodes, and it's called Public Morals for TNT. It comes out in June, and it's about a family of Irish Catholic cops in Hell's Kitchen who are doing battle with a family of Irish Catholic gangsters in Hell's Kitchen, and sort of all that surrounds that. Yeah, and I play one of the cops.
Oh, okay. So now,
and Brian Dennehy and Neil McDonough play sort of the head of the old Irish mob.
Oh, wow. Brian Dennehy. Wow.
Yeah. It's kind of like a Don Corleone for the West Side Irish.
Now, TNT, so many people have told me they love working on cable, and TNT's got some great shows. So kudos for you for lining up with them.
I mean, the great thing about cable television now, and then my experience at TNT has been, you know, they have embraced the indie film aesthetic. You know, not only in the sort of the stories that they're, you know, choosing to tell, but, you know, they recognize, you know, if you look at The Sopranos or The Wire or Mad Men, you know, there's usually, in those cases, there's one guy, a singular vision, and they left them alone to make their shows. And TNT was exactly that way with me. And, you know, I know it's a better show because of that. But we'll premiere in June, and it's called Public Morals. Well, we were all over the city during the fall, and it's amazing. You know, the show takes place in the early 1960s, and there is so much that is left that the minute you just put old cars parked in front of, you know, five buildings, you can be immediately transported back to the early 60s. So rather than shoot a lot of it, you know, on a soundstage, we took a great deal of the show and brought it out into the city. And not just Hell's Kitchen, you know, there's parts of it that takes place in Little Italy, there's parts that take place on the Upper East Side, on the Upper West Side, so we kind of covered every inch of the town.
And when you're talking about something that's set like 45, 50 years ago, you really have to remember that not everything was politically incorrect back then.
Yeah. I mean, that's a big thing was, you know, I had my father helping me out as an advisor with, you know, with the scripts, as far as that, a big part was the language. You know, it's just, you know, cops did not talk that way. You know, even my mom was a big help as far as sort of tipping me off to, you know, as a mother of three in 1964, you know, there weren't the same kind of options available to us, especially, you know, a working class woman, than the options that would be available today. So a lot of research went into that.
Sure. Now tell me quickly about your book.
So the book is, you know, it's a look back at the last 20 years, you know, starting with, you know, How I Got Brothers McMullen Made. And it takes a look at, it's kind of a how-to guide or a roadmap for any aspiring young filmmaker. Because, you know, I tell the stories of, you know, five of my films where things went well and we got the money and the movies were well received and did well. And then I tell the cautionary tales of six of the movies where, you know, we didn't get enough money and the movie bombed at the box office, or we ended up in the hands of the wrong distributor, and try to sort of show filmmakers, all right, here's a path to take where it works, and here are some of the things to avoid.
Well, you were so great in Saving Private Ryan. Was that in the book, and is it really a turning point that a lot of us remember for you, for Ed Burns' career?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that is the biggest professional moment I've ever had, for a number of reasons. You know, one, just the importance of that film and what the film has gone on to do and what it means to people. But, you know, personally, I got to work with Steven Spielberg, and that was sort of like my graduate film school. And Steven has remained a mentor and a friend, so much so that he's executive producing the television show I just told you about.
Oh, wow.
And then, you know, as a young actor, to have Tom Hanks be a mentor to you, again, that's the kind of experience that, you know, not many young actors get. And, you know, that film, you know, we went through boot camp together for a week. We were overseas with one another almost 24/7. So, you know, we really got to know one another. And it was great for me to have Tom as someone to look to and ask questions about, you know, the business. Because, you know, at the time I was, you know, 27 years old. I was a kid.
Thank you so much.
All right, man. Thank you very much.
With Edward Burns, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend. America
Weekend. Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. What can you do if you're not happy with your job? You have two choices.
You can either change jobs or change the job you have. How do you change it?
First, decide what you want from your current job. When you took it, you made the best decision you could, but now things have changed.
You know more about your company, and more importantly, you know more about yourself. So what do you want now? That's the first thing to consider.
Second, talk to your supervisor or your human resources people. Tell them what you want from your job. See what options they have.
If they can't come up with anything that fits, you'll know it's time to change jobs.
Either way, you'll be happier. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. For three whole years, the corporate chopper needed nothing more than fresh brakes, rubber, and a battery or two. Lately, this has not been the case. ABM is what country folks refer to as being snake bit.
Yeah.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. When stuff happens, it tends to happen all at once. Rebuilding the old S&S 111 required waiting through a shutdown, distributor placed wrong parts in the right boxes, and more. My initial blast-off uncovered a wiring problem. Another week's work. Last weekend, the stator seal blew, filling the primary with engine oil. The next morning, I went out in the garage to discover the rear tire was flat. This is getting old.
Yeah.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.